In a flurry of activity 1 week before his inauguration as the nation's 44th president, Mr. Obama sent key aides to negotiate details of the economic stimulus. Composed of tax cuts and spending, the stimulus package is expected to cost at least $800 billion. Lawrence Summers, the president-elect's chief economic advisor, outlined the incoming administration's stimulus proposals and discussed the separate matter of releasing the second $350 billion installment of the $700 billion Financial Institution Rescue Program. Mr. Obama later conferred for about an hour with Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
I think it was a very good meeting. We left. I think all of us felt very, very good that we're going to work with the president-elect on this issue and those in the future to bring the country out of the deep hole it finds itself in from an economic perspective.
Tuesday's discussions were aimed at smoothing over differences on the stimulus plan after Mr. Obama faced some opposition, including from members of his own Democratic Party. On the issue of the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, Mr. Obama wants to subject financial institutions to greater accountability and direct more money to help American families and businesses. Lawmakers displayed their determination to require new conditions during a hearing of the House Financial Services Committee. The House has scheduled a Thursday vote on legislation authored by Democrat Barney Frank, the panel chairman, that would mandate tighter controls on recipients of government money and require spending to reduce home mortgage foreclosures.
Having given $350 billion to the Bush administration, I believe it is reasonable to make it now available to the Obama administration, but with much more in the way of restriction.
However, ranking panel Republican Spencer Backus expressed concern that the second installment would be misspent.
We're seeing now this thing transition, if we approve the second half, into a grab bag where people can just reach in and get taxpayer money.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced similar concerns, telling reporters Mr. Obama has been in touch with Republicans on the TARP matter.
We'd like to hear more from the new president and his team about just exactly how the $350 billion would be used.
When it approved the first half of the financial rescue program last October, Congress gave itself 15 days after receiving a formal request from the White House for the balance of the funds to approve or disapprove releasing the money. Senate Majority Leader Reid told reporters on Tuesday that he is confident there would be sufficient votes to reject any motion for disapproval. One such measure was introduced Tuesday, sponsored by five Senate Republicans. Any motion of disapproval from Congress would be subject to a presidential veto. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.